Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
I was part of a conversation this weekend, and I need to get your take, Bert, on how you would react to this. If this situation happened with you and Stacey.
I can tell you already.
Yeah.
Flee.
Okay.
Just apologize.
I don't even know what the situation is.
Say I'm sorry.
If it comes from fight or flip, let's flee.
And this happened.
run away.
I'm going to use you and Stacey as the example in this because I want to hear your response on how you would handle it. But this is a true story. This really happened to someone. And we'll get a ton of phone calls because I'm sure it's happened more than, you know, once in the world. But imagine you and Stacey are out one night in an event or a party or something like that. You're hanging out and all is good. And Stacey loves to dance. So she gets up and she dances with a guy who's not you.
I'm totally cool with that, by the way. I'm totally happy about that because I hate dancing.
Right. And during the course of the dance, it becomes very obvious that the guy is excited.
Mm. This is a slow dance or is this just the two of them just...
bumping and grinding.
I didn't ask.
Because that would change things. Well, first of all, she shouldn't be slow dancing with somebody else anyway.
Right, but even if you know, they're close or whatever, there's a situation where the guy becomes physically happy to be there with your wife.
Now, is Stacey backing it up, like backing that ass up into him and stuff?
I would imagine so, just knowing Stacey.
I wish the camera had been in.
Can we just say that
Burr was giving, he was as if we didn't know what that meant.
He's bending over.
Just for the record, Burt just backed that ass up to the headphone jack.
Next time, at Bitterball, since that's our next big party, will you please dance with me at Bitterball? And I want you to do that move.
I'm just trying to get all the facts straight.
So,
I'm just trying to get all the facts straight.
So, Jen's like, shut the hell up.
So that happens, right?
Okay.
And Stacey comes back and reports to you that just happened.
Okay.
Are you annoyed at the guy?
Mm-hmm.
Are you annoyed at Stacey, like she should have left earlier? Or do you just laugh it off?
I'm just annoyed at you. I want to talk about movies.
It depends what the circumstance is. I mean, if she's slow dancing with him, I'm annoyed at Stacey. Because fast dancing with any dude in the bar, that's fine. But slow dancing, that's off limits.
But you're right there. So whatever the dancing taking place, you were obviously okay with.
Okay.
So if it was
so
a slow dance.
So he ends up with a chub about the whole thing.
Sure.
That's what we're talking about, Jen.
Yes.
Oh, whoa.
Well, let her show you the example. Yes. Go ahead. Show Jen the example you gave.
The chub example?
No.
No!
Jesus.
The short of it is that
well, the long of it actually
it depends who you're talking about. Guy would be dancing with Stacey, gets excited in places that he shouldn't be getting excited. I would not be mad at either one of them.
What if she reported that she didn't walk away immediately?
I'd be upset at Stacey, yeah. Well, actually, I think I'd be upset at Stacey for reporting it back to me.
Because
no good's going to come out of that.
So you just keep it to yourself?
I think, yeah. I mean, Stacey, if she tells her girlfriends, that's fine. I don't want to know about it, though. And I'm not offended by him because I think all guys know that sometimes that can happen and you have no...
It's a natural reaction.
Because my first thought was, beat the ass of that guy. But then I thought...
Why?
I don't know. then I'm like, well, he can't help it. It's not like he did it on purpose.
Well, if he stayed and he tried to make a, you know, and he was making jokes and making her uncomfortable, then that's a reason to confront him. But I mean, if it just, I mean,
if it just happened,
if it just, you know, came to say hello, then he just, you know.
Can we just take a moment and acknowledge the airtime that clothed male genitalia touching clothed female genitalia has taken on the show over the past week
couple weeks,
Dance in the Junk Press.
I don't want to stop it here too, because I want to continue this. But I want to get into the Academy Awards here in a minute also. I want to prove a point to women. If you're a guy, I want to put you on the voice disguiser for this. And tell us the most inopportune time that happened. And the point I'm trying to make here is, there are some times where you're not even excited. It just sort of happens. I have been in a situation before where that happened, and it got me in a huge fight with my girlfriend because it was one of the most inappropriate times ever. She had just gotten off the phone with her mom. She was crying, and I was consoling her.
Oh, no.
And as I had my arms around her, I didn't think I was, like, getting all excited about it. But as she's crying and she's spilling her guts to me, she noticed it, and it became a big fight. I'm like, there's nothing sexual going on here. There's nothing I can do about it. But I think women need to hear from other guys that this will just happen. Mm-hmm. And it happens in the most inopportune times, and there is less than zero we can do about it.
And I just want to say these are adult male stories, because I think girls know that, you know, they've seen the classmates that came to school with their shirts tucked in, and then by the end of the day, the shirts were tucked out. So they know what that means. But I think that as an adult male, for it to still happen may be something that is educational for women.
Yes. And again, we cannot help it. Right, Brad?
Right.
Do you want to be on the voice disguiser or not?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I think it's like a guy's period. I was trying to explain it to my wife the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It just automatically just pops up. You don't have to look at nothing or nothing at all. And you can't stand it. Sometimes it'll be there for 30 minutes, 20 minutes. It just ends.
Sure.
I wish it was 20
it
minutes.
It absolutely gets on your nerves sometimes.
It's just like menstruation, except it only lasts 15 minutes. There's no cramps. There's no discomfort. And it doesn't alter your mood. But other than that, it's
absolutely
just like being on your period.
Yeah, but mine happened while I was there. You're in church.
In church.
I was in front of everybody.
Do
explain. What do you mean?
Do what now?
You said you were in church in front of everybody?
Yeah, I was up there on the altar talking to the crowd.
Oh, no.
Well, nobody noticed it, but I did. So
when it was about to happen, did you go, oh, no, oh, no?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Hey, damn.
Damn, boy.
I can imagine if you're taking something like a Cialis, which I think only it works for like 36 hours or something like that. And the difference between Viagra and Cialis, I'm sorry, I know too much about this, is that once you take a Viagra, boom, you're ready to go. With Cialis, it's there when you need it. So you can be having a casual conversation in the office or whatever. Right.
Okay.
But as soon as it's time to perform, it happens. So I imagine if you're like on a Cialis or something like that, I mean, for 36 hours, you're a little paranoid. It can happen anytime. Anywhere. Hey, David, good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Go ahead.
Oh, hey. I think my most embarrassing one was my in-laws were spending the night, and we all know that the morning feeling, and we're just hanging out, and got the gym shorts on. That's never good.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Now, what does your mother-in-law look like?
No, I got to be honest. She's pretty hot. But
she's hot.
That's not... It was in the morning, so that was my excuse.
Now, where were you when they saw this?
No, I was at the house, and they were out. I got out of my bedroom, and they were sitting on the couch watching TV, and I walk out. I was like, hey, good morning.
And there it was.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, this one's classic. Hey, Jody, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hey, it happened during our wedding photos.
Is it in the pictures?
Yes.
Oh,
that's great.
Please send us a copy. Like, just so you can black out the faces.
No, I mean, we were just sitting there. We were kind of like, you know, he made us, like, pose hugging each other. And he's like, don't back up. Don't back up.
Oh, that's
really sorry.
Honey, help me.
That's awesome.
That's beautiful.
Hey, you know what? That's a testament to you.
Totally. James, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, you're on the voice disguiser.
All right, great. Now, I haven't been yet a funeral.
Oh, funeral.
Yeah. An old girlfriend.
An old?
Passed away. and we were going through the line and just popped up.
Oh,
that
no.
is all sorts of creepy.
Yeah, yes. You must have scared the hell out of yourself.
I should be. Thank you.
Thank you. He's like, I'm going to stick a move on that one.
Yeah. See ya.
Good morning. Damon, we'll call you. You're on the voice disguiser.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Mine happened at my children's preschool graduation.
Some things are better left unsaid.
Oh, no.
Creepy. Some stories shouldn't be told.
Yes.
you need to be on the double voice disguiser.
Yes.
The director of the school had on a very low-cut dress, which I had to confront her about later, but I had to excuse myself.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no. I had a jacket. I had to excuse myself to, what's the delicate way to put this?
No, you didn't.
Take care of
no!
it.
No, you didn't.
No, I did not. Listen. I felt to secure it to myself.
Oh, you had to tie it down?
Tie it up and drop my shirt down.
Oh, so you took the belt to secure it closer to his stomach.
Yeah.
And then put the shirt over the whole deal.
All right, MacGyver, good job.
Wow. Wowie.
Yes, wow.
Woo. Lord have mercy.
Jake, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Oh.
Well, I'm at the movies watching an action movie. And you know when you're kind of falling asleep, and you're kind of fighting it, and then, you know, he reacts.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it kind of, the movie's over. You know, I got to kind of reach down and act like I'm scratching my stomach to flip it up under the belt.
Oops.
Were you with a whole bunch of your guy friends?
Yes, I was.
Action movie with your guy friends.
Please take line one.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Ray. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hey, how's it going there, y'all? A while back, I was up at Home Depot helping this older lady get something from a shelf. And I got on the ladder and got whatever she needed. And on the way down, I didn't realize where she was. And when I turned to step off the ladder, my junk kind of landed on her shoulder. And she looked back at me like straight porno style. And then it was just ridiculous. And it was an awkward pause.
Gee, you think?
Yeah, really?
How old was she?
She had to been like 70.
Oh, she loved it.
she loved it.
She told all her friends during Bunker.
Yeah, loved it. She wasn't offended, honey. She was just like, well, thank God. So still got it.
Point I'm telling
still got it.
Is it can happen to guys anywhere. So don't get upset with your guys when it just happens in the most inappropriate time.
That's funny.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.